10:58. It's Thursday morning here with the Invasion. Donovan Lewis, Matt McLaren. We have avoided disaster as the massive wall of water has moved to another direction. So we are here at the Tequila Volteo Musers Ticket Compound, brought to you by Hegwood Property Tax Consultants and Reliant Air Conditioning.
Man, there's nothing cooler than like a big old dark cloud hovering over a lake.
Mm-hmm. And you just kind of see it, and you think it's moving this direction, and it moved off. But we're joined. We've got Corby
Nobody
with us.
Nobody hates nature more than you. Nobody.
We've got Sean Bass with us, David Mino, hanging out with our friends here at the compound.
I know it's destruction, Corby, and I don't want to be around to see it. Boy, I did clear up pretty quickly.
Yeah, it moved over to the left.
What do we do if there's a hurricane?
Interesting.
Drink it.
Man, that might suck the entire lake up if there's
the weather's crazy around here, y'all. See? I tried to tell you.
Y'all?
It did go to the left.
To the left.
It did
to
the
left.
It did a line dance.
Yeah.
Everything to the right, to the right.
Donovan's a weather correspondent. They just go to him.
Yeah. Well, it's crazy out here, y'all. Back to you, Gloria.
It is crazy out here.
Okay, I guess.
Yeah, you might have to fight EA for that mantle, Lou.
Maybe so.
He's our weather guy.
I know. How you fellas feeling this morning?
Good.
Yeah.
Good. Got a walk in, little hike. Yeah. Saw some nature. It's great.
I don't know if we could do another day. This is good.
I think if I had the appropriate nap, I could go again until 4.
Man.
Like, I slept really hard yesterday afternoon.
That's key.
Yeah, so I felt really good coming into the nighttime.
You think you slept for like over an hour?
Oh, it was probably like 2.5.
Oh, my gosh.
There you go.
Yeah. And probably need to do the same thing
when
we get back before late puck drop tonight, because it's going to be a long one. But, it was fun. Justin helped me out a lot, so we spent the last couple of hours with a little dance party last night playing some tunes.
What'd we roll out?
You know what? It was basically what we were kind of just talking about. Some old school hip hop. And then when we'd mention a song, Creighton would fire it up and we'd play it. And we had some tunes cranked up. It was great, man. It was fun. Just talking music with Justin was awesome. And I felt pretty good. He said, it was about 3:15 or so. We took that break and he's like, yeah, I probably got one more in me. And I thought, okay, I don't want to, he doesn't have to be out here. So I didn't want to keep him up too much longer, but I think I could have gone a little bit longer.
And he has a lot to do for our show today.
Yeah.
And we were...
Right. A lot of heavy lifting. Mm-hmm.
We were... But when I got back to the room, I had my drink in my hand. And I was like, man, I almost thought about coming back out. It's like, I'm really not that sleepy. I can... So I knocked the drink back and put it down. And then I said, oh, I'll just sit...
Out.
And then that's all.
Damn, dude.
That's all I remember. That was it. So I guess I did the right thing.
You're crazy.
But we had fun in the deep night and the late night
we did.
Compound last night. My man Smokes reached out to me.
Oh, he did.
So now I have
really.
I have his info. We're definitely going to have him on when we do our. McLaren is going to moderate our Juneteenth show.
Well,
that's right. Welcome in.
So you know, same day.
Juneteenth.
You know, Juneteenth is now summer chill.
I know. That's right. Exactly right.
You're
just
right,
announced
brother.
Today, the second annual summer chill coming to the Granada Theater in Dallas on Greenville. Juneteenth. That's what I demanded. I want my summer chill on Juneteenth. So it's going down. You can get tickets at theticket.com. And it's going to be fun. The Hardline will be out there, of course. We'll have roundtables and off-air Ask Me Anything session.
Off-air ass.
Meet and greet concert by the Time Wasters. So it's going to be a fun, fun night. Theticket.com. Go and purchase those tickets for our second annual Summer Chill. That was the perfect event last year, man.
I wonder if our song selection should be all Juneteenthy.
What does that
mean? Man, I don't.
Okay.
How so?
I don't think we need to go down that route.
Like songs about
what would
June?
They be?
No, I mean just songs that would honor the community in a way.
So you guys can
He's black.
Not go out there and play widespread panic songs and people are just kind of blinking.
Right, yeah.
I kind of like this idea now. You all have to do like hip hop songs.
Yeah.
I'm sure that would go very well for
or
me.
Just old school 70s
R&B.
Yeah, okay.
So like Vanilla Ice or what?
That's not how you celebrate Juneteenth.
That's the only song I know.
Vanilla
Learn something else.
Ice.
Like what?
I don't know. You have a wide variety of songs to choose from.
And there's other rappers out there, too.
Two, three, four.
Like Eminem.
Yeah, sure, Eminem. Yeah, Mac Miller.
You do our intro song.
I'd be so off on that. I can't even get it right when I'm supposed to intro us.
But it's just the instrumental. You can't even get it right.
I know what I'm doing.
So we had some we had some fun times. And I think one of the times we laughed the hardest. And Travis, I don't know how you cut that down. Because it was a long, long conversation.
It's about, I cut a little bit out. We're going to do about a minute 50 of it.
Okay.
Okay, so I don't know how we got on it. There's no telling.
Well, it was, there was a song mentioned sometime, I don't know. But I remember I said, that's a terrible era of music. Maybe it was Elvis. I can't remember.
No, a caller was defending George Thorogood, and we weren't having it. At all. And they were talking about the ba-ba-ba-ba-ba part.
Oh, yeah.
And then Matt brings up the bird song.
Oh, Surfing Bird.
I forgot about that. You guys like, what are you doing?
And then Davey was talking about how every song in the 50s and 60s was stupid.
That was me. I was like, that's the era of the Monster Mash.
Right. And so we just got on the Monster Mash and then had this whole playlist about, okay, let's just play it and check it out. That's all they had.
That's true.
What else was available?
Right.
Well, they should have known it was stupid at the time.
That's why they evolved into the music of today.
There's nothing wrong with the Monster Mash.
They did the Monster Mash.
Mark that.
And he will die on this
hill. They did the Monster Mash.
The Monster Mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
The Monster Mash.
I don't know the other words.
But the guy sang like this.
Yes. Like, why did he have to talk like that?
Because it was a Monster Mash.
I thought that was a monster. Was he a vampire? Yes. Yeah, why does a monster sound like that?
Yeah, Dracula's the lead.
It was a graveyard smash.
The Monster Mash.
Dracula's the front man.
That's what a monster mash is.
You can't expect Frankenstein to be the front
man. So if you walked into a cemetery and you saw a monster and he goes, I am going to kill you. You're like, what, you?
Yeah.
Oh, watch out. Is it a graveyard smash?
No, monster mash.
No one. I mean, come on.
I don't know. Dangerous white guy?
I now will look forward to eating you.
Monster mash.
And then he turns into a bat and flies away.
There's always people behind him with the background singers.
The monster mash.
Well, what about those people? Did you eat this?
This is kind of funky. I kind of like this.
Don't worry about those background singers.
You think the producer who was making that song was like,
No doubt. Yeah.
Hold on a second. You lost it.
One more take, Dracula. I think we almost got it.
You're saying graveyard smash. I need graveyard. Yeah, let's try it again.
And they bring the choir in. Yeah. It's just every time he ends the sentence, you just go, the Monster Mash.
There you go. You got it.
Good Lord.
Man.
We went on for about 20 more minutes.
It was the one part where Donnie was like, imagine he's just like cruising down the strip and his girlfriend and the song comes on the radio for the first time and he's just like, hey, that's my song. And the girlfriend's like, oh, that's nice, honey. No, listen.
Yeah.
And he gets out of the car, like, everybody, I'm on the radio.
She doesn't believe him.
He's so excited.
I don't believe that's you.
That was so
hilarious. How can you not? Yeah. No one else sounds like me.
It's like that scene in The Thing You Do where they all hear their song on.
They start going crazy.
The first time.
And they're going nuts.
That is such the Hollywood script. Any kind of music buyout will have them hearing their song on the radio for the first time. And how crazy they're going. They did it in a New Edition thing and Dreamgirls, bingo. They had listening to the song on the radio for the first time. But, man, that was...
He actually ripped the song off of the Loch Ness Monster. He wrote it first.
Yeah.
That's the sample.
Dracula just stole it.
I had to put that on the sample platter.
Gets tied up in court for years.
They're totally different songs.
I also like the vision of him on the Sunset Strip alone in his convertible.
Yeah.
And the song comes on, and then they're stuck in traffic, and he's looking around, he turns it up, and like pointing to himself. You know?
Hey, that's me.
Are you guys listening?
104
104.5. That's me, Monster Mash.
He's trying to get everyone to turn.
But it's summertime,
right?
He's in a convertible.
His hair is slicked back. He's
so
all
we're months back. Away from spooky season.
Yeah, he's got just a white T-shirt on with a black D on the thing. You know, so.
Translucent skin.
Why would he have his own jersey on?
He's just
he
rocking.
Wants to be known. He wants to be known.
God,
he smiles and his fangs just kind of extend when he hears this song.
He has the light bulbs on the side of his head. They light up. He's so excited.
We went down the rabbit hole on that one. And it was glorious.
Monster Mash.
It was awesome.
Such a bit song, but hey, again,
but it's great.
That's all they had. They had nothing else.
Like the guy that wrote the Monster Mash, is he rich? Or was he before he passed?
No.
You don't think that...
I don't know.
Dude.
Man.
I bet he was.
I bet he signed over his rights away. Like, there's no way.
Boris Becker and the Crypt Keepers are the ones that sang it or whatever their name was.
Boris Becker?
Oh, I mean Boris.
Karloff?
Man, I didn't know he could sing like that.
No, wasn't it? It was Boris Orlovsky or something in the Crypt
I thought it was
Kickers
Bobby,
or...
Bobby Pickett?
Yep, correct. Bobby Pickett.
Bobby Pickett.
Well, who was that?
And then,
Boris
and
guy?
Then who looked that up
Bobby
on,
Boris Pickett. Is...
Who looked it up on the Ed Sullivan show when that guy actually came out and sang?
Yeah.
And that was the weirdest
thing. Yeah, right? Didn't you pull that
up? Yeah, because they track in right on his face, and he's got like Jim Carrey rubber face, and he's making all these.
But his head is always cocked sideways as he's talking and doing no one knows.
He's got
like, you can't even do it with his head straight. Man. The Monster Mash. Mm. Who would have thought that that would have been? Oh, Bobby Pickett. No,
Bobby
longer with
Pickett
us.
Wrote it.
Well, they're all dead.
Ray Capizzi.
I mean, he could have made it. He was born in 1938. How old would he be right now?
88.
I bet he got good royalties off that. Though,
passed away in 2007.
The Monster Mash brings in about $1 million every year.
Every year?
Oh my God! So the estate of this guy is still getting mailbox money.
Look up
big
celebrity
time.
Net worth of Bobby Pickett.
I wonder what else he wrote.
Do they erase them when they die?
No.
They said that it was around $5 million because of the lasting value of Monster Man.
Man, that's what a great bit. One tune.
But think about that because he died years ago. So $5 million back then was more
than... He died in 2007, so it wasn't that long ago. Ooh, it was 18 years. Damn.
Inflation.
Well, either
inflation
way.
Indeed.
Eggs are like 99 cents.
Either way, can you imagine being... Because the grandkids are probably, you know, in their 30s or 40s or whatever, and they're... Like, they literally get a check every month for the Monster Mash.
That is amazing.
That is fantastic. It's good money if you can find it.
Dude, so a couple of years ago, they said that Monster Mash got a combined, during the past four Halloweens, leading into before this 2024, so up to through 23, that Monster Mash was streamed 15.4 million times. During that same period, Thriller was 16.7.
God.
So like a million less than Thriller.
That's how big the Monster Mash is.
And it's very safe with kids. So there's probably moms and teachers that play that at school.
And
that
do they all know it? Like, I don't even know. I'm assuming my kids know that song.
Absolutely.
Monster Mash?
Yeah.
Call him. Call Van.
I mean, is that universal?
He on the toilet right
now? He's always on the toilet.
I guess so. I guess it's one of those Halloween, when you get to Halloween, those one or two songs that you'll play. What's the other one? Besides Thriller and Monster Mash.
Man, that's the big one.
Well, there's several. I mean, because you've got Ghostbusters is big.
Yep. Mm.
You got that one. You've
do
got,
people stream that, though, like they do? The
Halloween theme?
Yeah, the Halloween theme. But even that's not as fun. That's too scary for kids.
There's some silly ones.
The
I
Monster
made a
Mash
party
is
somebody's
year.
Watching me.
Yeah,
that's
a good one.
That is a good one.
The Monster Mash is timeless.
There's a song by a band called the Greenskeepers that's called, I think, Lotion, and it's about that scene.
In, no way.
And it goes, it puts the lotion on its skin, bing, dong, bing, dong, bing, or it gets the hose again.
The hose?
That's the line
in the movie
from Silence of the Lambs, and he sings about that. Kind of, and it's really a cool beat. I listen
we
to it.
We should play it.
Like hose?
Hose, like hose. Squirt. Like, I'm going to squirt you. Because you're at the bottom
I thought
of my
it was
those hose.
We have you in a well.
I thought
We've
it was, the,
you
I always thought
in
it was
well.
The other type of hose.
Like girls?
No.
Freaky.
No, she's down at the bottom of the well.
What?
So he's
and I thought
her.
He was going to go get more women. I thought that's what he was saying.
No, he's spraying her down there.
Yeah, because it makes her cold and miserable.
Yeah, she's freezing in the well.
And so if you don't put the lotion on the skin,
You get then the hose again.
I'm going to spray you again.
What is lotion going to do besides moisturize you?
Well, because that's what it does, because he's going to make a skin suit out of it. He's going to peel her skin off.
And he needs it to be
What
pumped.
Movie is this?
Silence of the Lambs.
Yeah, I've seen that before. I don't remember that.
It's the last movie to wear all five.
Yeah, remember he walks up, when he puts her in the van, he walks up behind her and he's like, what are you, like a size 38? What? Yeah. Smash her over the head. Princess!
I may have to watch that again. I don't remember.
So good.
Put the lotion in the basket.
It's seriously...
She's a green big fan.
That, Shawshank, Step Brothers, my favorite movies of the last 30 years.
I mean, Silence of the Lambs is essentially a perfect movie.
It is.
It won screenplay, director, best picture, best actor, and best actress.
And four. It already won.
Yeah. Thanks, Tom.
You're right.
All right, fellas. You guys want to stick around? You can. I'm
Might
slowing
as well.
I'm slowing down right now.
We got Donovan. Celsius.
Get a Celly.
4 o'clock is catching up to me now. Right now.
So did we ever determine an MVP of the compound this year? Because usually the hard line designates that in the... one of the last segments of the campaign.
I didn't hear anything about it.
I know the favorite was Davey, but I would like to make the argument for George.
Okay.
He brought his boat, which was awesome. He knows the area, and we can all say it was Possum Kingdom now.
Yep.
We had to be all secretive about it. He knew everything about that spot. And yes, Davey was the best on night one. But Davey doesn't get there if it's not for George Dunham and the tequila. He was supplying that
to
everybody.
That's true.
He was the facilitator for all of this.
And every time, even during the day, because sometimes we concentrate more on the nighttime activities for MVP.
Yeah.
But, man, when he said it on our show Thursday, and we started talking about Dak changing the cadence to my drops. That's probably, and we didn't play that back, but I think I want to play that
Hilarious.
Back. Hilarious. So stinking funny, man. George brings it every time. I think I'm with you, Mino.
He was part of every show. Yeah. He brought gold. He brought that. Was that the last day or was that day two?
That was Thursday.
That was Thursday.
Yeah.
He was fake Brett Boone with us yesterday.
The prayer to Bob.
Oh, yeah.
Give me George Dunham.
I'm glad you're with
MVP.
Me.
I'm with you.
I'm not going to be mad if it's Davey. Davey probably had a higher wins above replacement. I'm for the assists. And George was there.
George is steady.
George was there.
He's putting up numbers like Jokic.
Yeah.
Not only is he scoring, he's dishing,
he's
rebounding, he's
filling
doing
up
all
the
that. Right. That's my Moose. So I'm with you, Mino. I'm giving my vote to Moose. So I don't know if my vote counts, but there it is.
Went home last night and I asked the children about the Monster Mash.
Okay.
And they absolutely know what it is. And they're like, oh, it's
okay.
That song kind of sucks because, you know, they're of that age where everything sucks.
Mm-hmm.
But they knew exactly what it was. And today I get here and Pat from production says, did you realize that Monster Mash had a B-side? And I'm like, no, I do not. So I went and listened to the B-side. And it's from the same dude, that Bobby Pickett guy. And it's called Monster Mash Party. Which is basically just a bunch of...
That's like the twist. Twist again.
Yeah, and it's basically just him doing a bunch of sound effects and different voices. So, Ham, if you want to fire some of this off, and you can skip ahead to a little bit of it, because it's kind of a mess. I'll take your chains off later, baby.
Master P. Petty Man, you're next. Yeah, this is the same song.
Yeah. I mean, it's the B-side, because a lot of singles back in the day had to have a B-side.
Yes. Well, you had different versions of the song on the flip side of the single.
So then I start looking up info on this Bobby Boris Pickett dude, and he was kind of a bit musician and a comedian, and he really leaned into just the whole parody song, because he put out a Christmas theme follow up that year, because Monster Mash came out in 62. He did Monster's Holiday in 1962. Okay. And he kept it going for like years and years. And then the 80s happened. And what genre of music got popular in the mid 80s amongst
hip hop?
Young white people, yes.
No way.
Yes. So we have from 1984, right in time for Halloween.
No way.
It's a continuation of the Monster Mash. And it features vocals by Bobby Payne, who raps.
B-Payne.
So go ahead and roll this, Ham. Nothing is more defeating than dumb rap from the
80s. Oh, my gosh.
underneath these nights. My eyes grown used to eerie sights. I created a monster who could dance and walk, but I couldn't teach him how to talk. My faithful assistant, that hunchback fool who wastes his time in DJ school, said, you gotta shock the body. Shock the body, body. Shock the body.
Oh, no.
Shock the body. Shock the body, body. Shock.
Shock the body.
Shock the body.
Shock the body. Shock the body, body. We're the same background.
And I was thinking of Matt doing his Dracula.
Summer chill?
Okay, hang on.
Here's a grill.
We get to the monster rap in here. This is really uncomfortable. Turn on the power. We are ready.
Went up without a hitch, then Igor screamed, a boat came down, his head went zap, now he's doing the monster rap. Shock the body, shock the body, body, shock the body,
shock the body, body,
shock the body, shock the body, body, shock.
It's not a bad hook.
It's a terrible hook.
I'm giving you a voice, now rap for daddy.
When I shot a million bolts into my brain,
it's like, oh, who's this?
Like a runaway train, if you get in my way, we're bound to clash, cause I'm the same dude that did the monster mash.
That's my
I think they saved it with the solo, baby. Yeah. Saved it with the solo.
Yeah, Scott Farrell.
Shock the body. Shock the body, body. Shock the body.
Shock the body.
Shock the body, body.
Because I knew Matt would love this, and I knew it would defeat Donovan, so that's why I'm presenting it to you.
I don't know, man. He may have saved it. It's almost like when Digital Underground would bring on Humpty Hump. So it's the original Humpty Hump. That's what it sounded like. Dude, that's awesome.
Yes.
Well, they saved it. At first, I was very, very defeated. And then they broke it down in the middle.
That is amazing.
I kind of want Norm to just lay down the lyrics so we can mix it and do a Norm remix.
Oh, my God. Nothing wrong with that.
That could be the B-side to No Heart.
Okay. Okay. When we put that, when we drop that body, single yes. there real soon. All right, fellas. Good seeing you. Good hanging with you guys.
Yeah, man.
Take it home now.
Take
I'm
a nap.
I'm going to bed.
We'll holla.
I'm
going to shine a million bolts into my brain. Now I'm ready to rap.
Broadcasting live from the TXU Energy Mothership at Victory Plaza, hard by the AAC. This is Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Tick. KTCK AM Dallas-Fort Worth. KTCK FM Flower Mound. A Cumulus station.